I have a friend that's very Buddhist, and I'm always like, well, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And he's always like, I'm at peace. And that makes sense, what you just said.
But
it's more about being at peace.
But we want to go there for a minute, because when you use the word want, there are some who would say, I want, meaning I don't have, so I'm wanting for it.
Right.
And in that case, you would be focused upon the absence of it, which means you cannot move toward it. When you make peace with where you are, you automatically turn and begin moving toward what you want. So there is validity in that. In other words, at the heart of so many of these religions, there is that which is identical to what we speak, but things get so distorted in the physical environment. There have been endless physical beings like Esther who have tuned to the vibration of Source and who have expressed accurately man's relationship with that which is Source. Every one of you has the ability to do that, and you have guidance within you that helps you to know that. But then over time, as people then read the books that have been written, there is distortion. In other words, Jerry and Esther see it all the time. Someone will take a piece of what they've heard here and then apply something to it that does not fit at all, that takes it totally away from the integrity of the laws of the universe that they understand to be, you see. And so that's why we're encouraging all of you to find your own connection with your own source, so you can feel if this thought in this moment lines you up or not, allows the extension of who you are or not.
The question I have, it's a personal one. When I get into relationships, the first thing I do is look for what's wrong in the guy. And I continuously do that. Do you have a process that you could recommend? Maybe perhaps just looking at what's best in him all the time, but it's just an automatic response. Probably that's the answer, isn't it?
What we're encouraging you to do is leave the action aside for just a little bit while you use the power of your mind to line up with what you want. So it really is as simple as this. Let's say that you're just planning that sometime not so far from now you will see someone, and you're beginning to talk now that this time you want it to be different. By the time you meet this next person, you want to be in the place that it is easier for you to see the positive aspects than the negative aspects.
Right.
So then say to yourself, and I'm going to start practicing that everywhere I go. I'm going to practice it in the restaurant. I'm going to practice it with my clients that are coming for counseling. I'm going to practice it relative to other things. And as you practice it relative to other things, then you will have prepaved. You will have got yourself into the vibrational habit of it. And then the universe will line you up by law of attraction with someone who is ready to present to you the aspects that you're looking for. A very good affirmation is, today, no matter where I'm going, and no matter what I'm doing, and no matter who I'm doing it with, it's my dominant intention to look for what I'm wanting to see. Mm-hmm. And friends, there is freedom beyond description if you could pull that off. Because what that's saying is, I'm tuning myself to what I want to see, which means the universe has to deliver to me more of that. It's hard to be surrounded by what you don't want to see. It's normal not to feel good when you're not letting yourself be who you really are. That's normal. That's guidance. That's guidance telling you you're looking at something different than what you want. And so right there, while you're looking at it, you can do something about it other than ask him to change. Because the vision is there, and there's plenty in this vibrational escrow that is contained right there in that person, right there in that employee, right there in that client, right there in that segment of the universe, right there. There's plenty in there that matches this. You've just got to go on the treasure hunt and find it. And when you do, you've matched your vision, you see. And that's how you have your cake and eat it too. That's how you line up with who you are. That's how you be true to who you are. That's how you find true integrity, integrity with who you are without offending everybody else. And it's how you keep moving from place to place, person to person, face to face, in order to find what you want. That was really good. Good time.
Thank you,
for
Ava.
A segment of refreshment. We are continuing. Thank you.